to the city, yeah. Grab my bags for the plane, gate B, two-piece Pajango chicken, yeah. Laid over in Charlotte on my way to the A, ain't coming back without the millions, yeah. She texts back, be safe, boot up, but when has that ever made a difference, yeah. I guess it's just the fact that I'm different, got her thinking I'ma change her lifestyle. Really got no patience, want it all right now. And I said we, cause it's a squad, I'm in charge right now. You missed the old me, well I evolved right now. Dozed off, woke up thinking life's crazy. See a vibe booking that next flight, maybe. Possibly remember everybody who doubted me. Got too many too proud of me. Damn girl, you hit the lottery.
Don't you wanna ride this high?
Don't you wanna ride this high now?
Pack your bags and I'll take all night.
Pay your bags, girl.
I'ma let it count it up.
Baby, come and ride this high with me, yeah. I'ma let it count it up. Say she wanna ride this high, yeah. So I land in Atlanta, post up in Vine City, old hood gon' bananas, yeah, bro. Bro, nigga, drive a Honda, homeboy got a Phantom, bagging bitches at random, there you go. I ain't friendly like the masses, I'ma get it how I live it. I'm just here to make it happen, I know. And nothing happened overnight, love is infinite. With you, you changed my life. Since we talking about it, I remember one night up in Follies. Scared to pull out my wallet, $20 on me, please don't tell nobody. Jealous probably, you ain't got no money in that Buick, boy. Where your Benz, where your ID? Look, I'm sorry. Maybe I don't fit up in this party. She ain't calling, dreams of balling, taking shots of Palma song riding. I ain't got it, ain't too much change from Burn City. 2 hours east of Raleigh, ask about it.
Don't you wanna ride this high?
Don't you wanna ride this high now?
Pack your bags and I'll take all night.
I'ma let it count it up. Baby, come and ride this high with me, yeah. I'ma let it count it up. Say she wanna ride this high.
Hey everybody, it's 88 miles per hour on the air now. It's Amanda and we've got a friend on the air.
It's Andrew.
What's up? Emma is running a little late, but she'll be here soon. But you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And we are currently figuring out how to work the board because I have not done that in a minute. We will get some music going in a second. And for the time being, did anything interesting happen to you today?
Not
Andrew?
Really. We had a had a nice fucked up dinner and nice. That's about it for today.
Nice. That's
What's
good.
That?
Do you know how to switch the board over to the normal set, like the other settings?
Here, you should just play something here, though.
Yeah.
Just quick. We'll just do this thing right here.
This is a song about the demon devil. Testify unto the devil when he tells you what's wrong with you. I mystify somebody else. I put a spell on you. I'm super bad. Oh, you just ain't gonna the devil. And don't set yourself over and stay around. Some of the grief and some of the sorrow, everything's a loss. I guess I'm you and me. I'm a Christian, wouldn't get him out. Quack, quack, yeah, Big Mac. Yeah, you are attack, all right. You are an attack. Stick them firing darts up your chart. Here's a message for you, go back to hell. Where you belong, you smell, you smell. My friend, nothing equals nothing, just the blues. A thousand words won't change my mind. God made an escape goat. I meditate on you. Pew! 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 And no more rhyme in God's time. He'll make a fool out of you. Your time is up. Pick a number, any number. You are called excommunicate your devil. You got to get rid of them. Bind them. Tie them up. Throw them in a garbage can. That's the way they do these newborn babies. Back it up. Back it up. Two steps and pump. Music sticks. You got thrown out of heaven. Because of your lousy music.
Michael, it's like an art in your stomach with this ventilator stuff I got. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
And we're back. And Emma's here. Emma, how are you doing?
Fine.
We're doing good. We're going to have a great show. It's going to be fun. And we're going to get pumped for Halloween. Maybe we'll throw a couple Halloween songs in here. Yeah. Maybe, maybe not.
I love
maybe
Halloween.
Maybe just one.
I love Halloween. I'm so excited for Halloween.
It's going to be great.
I have a Grim Reaper candle in my room. Okay, it's not a real candle. It's like a fake candle that you like flick this. It's electronic. And I want it to be the centerpiece of our house.
I think it should be. I'm actually shocked that it's not already.
I know. I've been hiding it in my room.
Gotta bring it out.
I know.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, do we have a song? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Started late. Oh, stripes, the dirt in your fries. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bolt through the horn. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall, and I'm lonely. And if you do.
So we've listened to some songs.
We did.
First, we listened to Risk by Metric, and then Hopefulness by Courtney Barnett. And the one you just heard was a cover of New Slang by Valis Alps, which I thought I really liked. And then just listening to it right now, I'm not sure that I do as much as I thought I did.
That happens to me sometimes. I'll like save songs that I listen to. I'll be like, oh, this is cool. And I'll add it to a playlist, mm-hmm. and then I'll go back and listen to it and be like, what was I thinking?
Yep. I think sometimes it just hits you right at the perfect time, perfect mm-hmm. mood, and then you go back and you're like, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not anymore.
It happens.
It feels so different listening in front of people.
Right.
Than just listening alone.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Added.
I wonder, I would like to see, well, this is so nerdy. I was going to say, I'd like to see some like psychological study on like how much, like obviously we act differently in front of different people and stuff. And mm-hmm. I would like to see how much of an influence, like who you're around plays on whether you would care to admit if you like a song or not.
Oh, because I feel like it has so much.
I think there's this really like horrible, I mean, I get it. We all do it. Like, oh, you like that music? Or like, we make fun of each other. Like, mm-hmm. Not specifically like the three of us. I just mean in general. And I think that, you know,
it happens a lot.
It happens
sure.
a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
Emma, you were gonna tell us a little bit about one of the songs we listened to.
I saw Courtney Barnett on Sunday, and she was incredible.
Nice.
She's amazing. She's like one of my guitar idols. Well, the thing is, okay, I like her. Her mm-hmm. recorded music really good. That song was cool, kind of dark,
I liked it.
Right? Her recorded stuff is really good, but live she was like phenomenal. She was in one of those bands that you go and you're like, wow, okay, like having this blast of sound.
Mm-hmm.
There's just more energy and like it just comes across as like way stronger and like it felt like a rock show. Whereas like you listen to the recording, you're like, okay, like she kind of rocks. This is cool, and then like you're standing in front of her and you're like, oh
my gosh,
so she rocks. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
There was just, I was like excited to go to the concert, and I was like, okay, I like her, I bought these tickets a few months ago, you know, she's really good, cool, I'm sure she'll be great live. Mm-hmm. And I went into it being like kind of excited, but then my expectations were like totally blown away, and I was like,
Yes.
That's so exciting. I feel like so often it's the opposite of that.
I agree.
Or like you kind of disappointed a little bit, or
right,
or it's just not what you expected.
Right. Or like it's exactly what you expect and you're like, okay, I'm satisfied. That mm-hmm. was awesome. But this was like great.
Yes. That's exciting. I don't think I've listened to her that much, but now I'm gonna have to. Was she also like really just a performer too? Or because I feel like a lot of times it's either like they're just a good musician and you go and you love the music here and that's mm-hmm. that, or then you go and they're performing too.
I'd say like she was a performer in this kind of old school, like didn't say it a lot, mm-hmm. didn't make a lot of commentary, right. but you know, she shredded.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like hair in front of the face, like bent, like doubled over, just right. shredding. And I can totally appreciate that.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
I'm jealous. All right. Do you have another song for us?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
This is...
Perchance?
I think it's a new song. I think it's a... Yeah, okay. It's a single that came out this year.
I'm ready for it.
It's going to be a lot.
Darker than a sea trench.
All right. So that was Movie Star by Swearin. And before that, we heard Unlicensed Hall Monitor by Drunk Church.
Drug Church.
Drug Church. I need to re-enter that one.
Sorry, that's awesome.
Either not way, it's not any better.
That's fair.
But yeah, we were talking about how Emma's going through a little bit of a phase right now with her music taste, but no shame in that.
It changes every once in a while. I think what happened was when I originally learned how to play guitar, when I taught myself on an acoustic guitar, and so mm-hmm. I went through the whole like finger picking folk music, cool, good stuff, definitely good stuff. And in the past year and a half, maybe 2 years, when I've switched over to the electric guitar, it's just been it's not like I've always liked rock music and stuff, but I think it's opened this new world for me.
It's pretty cool. There's lots to explore.
Mm-hmm. And also ever since I guess like getting more involved with like the Boston scene too. There's so right. many good Boston bands. Bands come here all the time and like, yeah.
No, it's exciting.
That's all I have to say about
that. We have lots of access to a lot of different music.
Oh, I know. It's great.
And now it's time for Overrated Underrated.
Heck yeah.
Emily, you said you have one.
Okay. My Overrated Underrated is listening to band demos. So my spiel real quick is that sometimes bands put out demos, not all the time. And I'm talking about like the demo that's like, I'm in a band and I recorded this in my garage and like, we're gonna make an EP of it, but this is like what I threw together with my right. crappy guitar and my, 8-bit drum machine.
Right.
Thoughts on the demo. Overrated, underrated. Like putting out a demo for the public.
Oh, I think definitely underrated, because that's not the stuff that you typically hear ever. Like once a band makes it, you're only ever going to hear maybe their EPs from way back and then their full-length albums and their most successful singles. And I feel like things get buried pretty quickly. But if it's a band that I'm really into, then I would definitely love to go back and hear like where they came from. Also because I feel like it can be a little encouraging for as a person in a band to hear where someone started and pre like expensive producing and all of that, like they were just as bad or as good as we are, which I think would be nice to hear. And I think you can learn a lot about where a band started and where they came from. Savage.
I'm also gonna say underrated, but mostly because I don't think it's a very high bar at this point.
Right.
I don't think that those little demos are rated very highly. And I think that a lot of them like do turn into people's like people becoming famous just off of that like demo or something. Like immediately like Maggie Rogers comes to mind with that.
Yeah. Like they can just take off. It's definitely, and it's so useful too for bands to be able to like share those right out. And because that's the, I feel like part of the hardest part originally is like booking shows, and you have to be able to show something. And so for so long, like with my band and stuff, we haven't even had anything recorded that we could just throw out there and be like, this could be better, but here's what we got right now. And I feel like in that sense as well, like from a band perspective, definitely underrated too.
I agree. I think it's hard. I think since like technology has come so far in the like recording field, and like you can do it at home, you can plug this mic into your USB in your computer and use GarageBand, like it's very accessible. And I think that people put such an emphasis on like it has to be well produced, and like that's great. There's definitely an art form to that, and there's like a lot to be said about like how something's produced. Totally get it. But at the same time, like I wish people could appreciate like the raw, just like, yep, this here's my ideas, like, here's the music in its most raw form, like take it as you will, like I'm trying really hard, like here it is. And I wish more bands like publicly like posted like, here is the very early version of this song. And I wish that they did it even before they put out, like not as a regressive thing, like, oh, our album came super successful, here's what it originally sounded like, and rather instead would be like, here's what we're working on.
Right. You know? I like that.
Why do you think they don't, though?
Because I think that they're scared that people will listen to it and be like, oh, this sounds really bad really and bad, low quality, and this is going to be horrible, and now I don't want to buy their record,
mm-hmm.
because that's what people do. they judge like that.
It could be harsh.
Yeah.
But I like it. I've never thought about that before. But
yeah,
call in, let us know what you think.
Absolutely. I was just thinking, I think Death Cab for Cutie has an a really good demos. It sounds totally different,
mm-hmm.
most of the songs than their actual recorded mm-hmm. Album, but you should check it out. It's pretty cool.
I'm definitely going to. All right, we got another song coming up.
Woo-hoo.
Get excited.
All right. We just listened to Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies. And before that was All for You by Night Riots. And now we've got a this or that. And it's Halloween themed this week because even though actually I'm more than a week in advance, I'm just very excited about Halloween. And this week's this or that is homemade costumes versus costumes that are like exactly the character or whatever that you're dressing up as that you buy from the store. Thoughts.
Okay, thoughts. I always, in theory, I love the idea of making your own costume. There's always a little bit of a like, what if someone doesn't get it?
Yep.
But also, you know, then you have the pride of like, I made this with my own two hands. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, anyone can go to the store and buy a costume. Yeah. I get it. It's easy. We're busy people. But I'm gonna go proponent of either make your own costume or like use what you already have to come up with like a costume. One Halloween I went as Marty McFly.
Nice.
Kind of like a classic maybe dress up kind of thing. But I love Back to the Future. It's a great cheesy 80s movie. But I didn't. Mm-hmm. I think besides I went out and bought like a calculator watch. And I think maybe like a pair of sunglasses. The calculator watch rocks. I still have it. I should wear it every day. But I just used like, I was like, okay, I have these jeans and I can roll them up. And if I wear this shirt and like this sweater and like do my hair like that. Like there was more of a creative process than like just going to the store and buying a costume.
Right.
I wasn't like sewing stuff together, but still kind of like.
It wasn't like you just bought it packaged up together with the label Marty McFly.
Right. Exactly. So I think like even if you're not going to, you know, sew a whole costume together. Right. If you put the effort in to be like, oh, what do I have around the house? Like, get creative with it. I think that's way more fun
it
in
is
the end.
Fun. Yeah.
Personally.
I am all for the homemade costume.
Nice.
I have so much fun putting it together, whether or not people will actually get it.
Right, true. Right. That's not the important part.
Like, 2 years ago, I biked in the freezing cold of late October to Target to get a teapot for a costume that zero people recognized.
Oh
that
no,
year.
What was it?
I went as Greg from Over the Garden Wall, which is a Cartoon Network miniseries.
I don't think I've ever heard of it, but
I went as Greg because in the miniseries, he has a teapot on his head and he is an elephant for Halloween.
Oh my gosh. Incredible.
I respect that. I respect that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you guys. Like, my mom, when I was growing up, like, never let us do the prepackaged stuff. She always wanted us to make our own costumes. And it does force you to be more creative. I think sometimes, though, I do end up spending just as much as I would have as if I just bought it and pre-packaged and everything, which is a little bit ironic because it's supposed to save money, but in the end, it's definitely more fun and you get more creative and like you're not just the stereotypical costumes, I feel like.
I agree.
So, good. I'm glad we all agree. I don't have to argue with anything.
Do you have a favorite Halloween costume you've ever
that I've
made
done?
Or worn? Or
ooh.
Follow-up question.
Oh, wow. This
is
good.
One year where my mom made me a stingray costume.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
That was pretty good.
That's pretty sweet. I've been a lot of things. There was one year that I did futuristic Fred Flintstone, which was really fun. And just give me a second to explain. And like full sequined silver blazer and then the Fred Flintstone t-shirt and like silver leggings. And it just was kind of out there, but I had all the parts and then I figured out the name and I was like, let's just go for it.
See, that's the fun part. You like amass all these things and you're like, okay, what can I do with it?
I'm not saying it was good, but it was interesting. So that's all that matters.
All amazing.
Right. I've got another song. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Yes.
Mama said that the growing pains won't end. It's the little bitty waves that'll keep the tide at bay. Flies to imaginary lines, the hazy winter day, moving only in a day. Slowly,
Hello, it is I. Emma. I'm here to read you a PSA.
Woo!
It's about autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England, except when it rains.
True.
A lot. Very or true. Goes from 40 degrees to 70 degrees. That's besides the point. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, Emma.
Wait. It's
very informative. Wait, what?
My stomach might growl. I wanted to get it on there.
I don't believe it.
I don't think it's going to happen.
All right.
Sorry.
That's enough of that, Emma. That's a huge disappointment.
Sorry.
Now everybody's thinking about your stomach.
I've been having a really weird day. I don't...
All good. You know, I'm just going to put on another song. We're going to let you think about your day some more.
Thanks. I don't... Okay.
Friends told her she was better off at the bottom of a river than in a bed with him. He said, until you try both, you won't know what you like better. Why don't we go for a swim? Well, friends told her this and friends told her that. But friends don't choose what echoes in your head. When she got bored with all the idle chit and chat, kept thinking about what he said. I'll swim even when the water's cold. That's the one thing that I know. I'll swim even when the water's cold. Remember it all, but what she does, she sees clearly. She lost his number and he never called, but all she really lost was an earring. The others in a box, further she is lost. I wonder if she still hears me. God says, I'll swim even when the water's cold. That's the one thing that I know. Even when the water's cold, that's the one thing that I know. I'll swim even when the water's cold. That's the one thing that I know. I'll swim even when the water's cold. Sometimes it isn't. Do you believe in love? And save the bullshit questions. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's just how the light hits their eyes. The light hits their eyes. The light hits their eyes.
Do 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 do
Oh boy, oh boy.
All right. So we listened to, that was Even When the Water's Cold by the artist whose name, their artist name is just three exclamation points. And we were talking about how one would go about saying that.
How do you explain that?
And so.
Is it just like, ah?
Well, so that's what we were thinking is that maybe it, you just make some kind of excited sound.
Or like,
so.
It has to be three exclamation points excited.
Worth. So yeah, that's like, that's a big point. Excitement.
It's like, ah.
Like, woo! Something crazy, you know? And then on that note, before that, we listened to the song Life by the Walters. And we've got about one more for you, but thank you for listening. This has been 88 miles per hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we'll be back next week, maybe with some more Halloween tunes.
Oh, you know it. Peace out.
For a moment, so I can say, I need you so, 'cause right now you know that nothing is me, and I'm obsessed with you.